It is the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantes. I'm Brian Noonan in for Ro today and tomorrow, and we are about to talk to Kerry Wood. His appearance always sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
Hey,
you ready,
Kerry.
Anna?
I'm ready.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
All right.
Good.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
Are you following the Olympics much, Kerry?
I'm loving it. Yeah, it's great.
I am, too.
Is there one event that you, no matter what time it's on, you got to watch it?
Well, I feel like I am getting stuck watching a lot of gymnastics and a lot of swimming at night, at the nighttime.
But, yeah, that's the prime time.
I saw some archery stuff the other day. I thought was pretty cool. I don't get to see much of that, but I love it all. It's obviously gymnastics are exciting, and what we're doing in swimming is pretty cool too. So it's fun. The whole family watches it, and we look forward to it every night.
We do too. I just see Connor Dwyer, our Winnetka Olympian gold medalist, said he might just trade one of those gold medals for a Cubs World Series, and I guess he's going to be throwing out the first pitch when he comes back from Rio too. So how exciting is that?
Outstanding! Yeah.
Well, the Cubs are sitting in an enviable position, 30 games over 500 and a chance to knock St. Louis out of contention for the National League Central title. People are obviously very excited, as they should be, Kerry. Is there anywhere that there should be a little caution if there were a weakness? Have you seen it yet?
You know, I'm concerned a little bit now with our injuries. We had a couple injuries go down. We're dealing with Strope's knee now, and Rondon is dealing with this tricep. So hopefully the tricep thing is not too worrisome. But like you said, St. Louis is coming in town now. We've got four games against St. Louis. We actually have a chance to knock them out of wild card contention, which would be awesome to not see those guys not make the playoffs for the first time in a while. So. This is a big series for us. More importantly, I think if we get through this series up 12 games or more, I think we can start thinking about a time to start getting some guys some rest. And obviously that'll give Rondon a little more time to make sure that tricep is completely healed. And we're in no hurry to get him back. We'd love to have him back for the postseason, obviously. And I haven't heard anything on Strope's knee yet.
They say 4 to 6 weeks with that. He'll need surgery tomorrow. Torn meniscus.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is it bad?
That looked bad when it happened.
Silver lining, Kerry, is that it gives them a chance. Should be available, but postseason time, give them some rest and have them fresh for the postseason.
Yeah, I think so. And he can stay off that front. He can stay off that knee and try to they'll modify some kind of throw-in program and keep his shoulder work going, keep his arm work going, to keep him kind of fresh. But 4 to 6 weeks seems like a tough one. I had both my meniscus done as well, and. I wouldn't be surprised if he's back a little bit sooner than that.
So, Kerry, there's no way to protect yourself. These guys are in good shape. It's not like they've let themselves go. Sometimes injuries just happen, right? And you just have to roll with it.
Yeah, listen. And these guys are throwing and pitching, and they're putting torque and pressure on these joints. That when he's landing on that front leg and spinning off of it, and not to mention what he's doing to his arm and shoulder every time these guys throw. But it's an aggressive motion, and it's these guys put their bodies through it. They're all in great shape and handle it most of the time. But some kind of a freak play like that, he's sliding for a swinging bunt, and he's probably done it 100 times and just slid on it funny. And maybe it was its time to go. But 4 to 6 weeks, hopefully he's back a little bit sooner than that.
Well, Kerry, when you had those knee injuries, what was your routine to make sure your arm stayed in shape? What kind of workouts were you doing?
Yeah, I had one in spring training, then I had one actually at the season ending. So the season ending one, obviously, I just let everything rest and was able to not worry about the throwing program. But the one I did in spring training, I was trying to come back from that and kept throwing. You just modify it. You get on your knees and try to keep the arm moving as best you can. And, it won't be too long before you'll be able to stand on it. And I'm sure they don't want him doing a whole lot of torquing on it, but they'll have a program for him to keep that arm going, I'm sure.
You mentioned earlier giving guys rest. Is that, as Joe Maddon looks ahead, do you think once the Cardinals series is over, that's when it can start? And how does he decide, or how does any manager decide who gets rest which days?
Well, I mean, that's an internal thing. That's what they know, all the ins and outs of how guys are feeling and workloads and how much they've been working on the side and all of those things. I'm sure they've already been looking at a chance and an opportunity if they get it and get up big enough lead in the Central to give guys rest. I'm sure they're looking at dates and certain guys they want to give rest to. So I think more importantly, our starters look great, but I think more importantly, it gives Rondon time to not hurry back with this tricep thing so we can have him fresh in the last couple of weeks and obviously in the postseason. Losing him could hurt us down the stretch if we don't get him back, but Carl Edwards has stepped up and done a great job. I mean, obviously all we got to do is get the ball to Chapman. With the way our starters are throwing the ball and the way Carl's throwing the ball out of the 10 and the big situations he's been in recently, it looks promising for him, but these starters have been just off the charts.
Kerry, the players always say they approach each game the same way. They take it day by day, but I mean, it's four-game series with the Cardinals with a chance to bury them in the divisional race. They got to be up bit more than a typical midweek game, right?
I'm sure they are, but they're not looking past game one. I mean, you can't win a series. You can't sweep a series without winning game one. So, I mean, game one is obviously important. I know we would love to put these guys away, but again, if they end up sweeping us, they're eight games back with a month and a half to go. So it gives them hope if they get through this series and jump up a few games on us. So we got a chance to put them down and finish their season. So I'm looking forward to that this weekend.
Is it all about having a short memory? Because when everybody remembers when the Cardinals were in June and they swept the Cubs. The players don't. Do they think about that? Do they not think about it? Or is it all, as you said, just on tonight?
Well, you didn't want to get swept at home. I mean, anytime somebody comes into your home, comes into your house and takes care of business, it leaves a bad taste in your mouth, and you don't forget that for sure. So the guys are we're going for number 10. We got Lester going tonight, going for our 10th straight, and I expect a great game out of him. And but I don't think guys are looking at the last time and too much.
Jason Hamill came out last night after having not been on the mound since the 2nd. Through 7 shutout innings, as you've been praising all the starters, his performance last night was great.
He's been amazing. He's unbeaten since the break. He's 12-5 with he's 2.9 ERA. Mm-hmm. These guys have been just amazing. If just a little, I think we've got a chance for, actually, I think we will get 4 starters to win 15 plus games this year, which is pretty impressive. And depending on who gets rest down the stretch, Lackey still has an outside shot of coming out and getting 15 wins. So the staff has been amazing, and I looked at a stat earlier today, and I was just looking at walks. These guys just attacked the strike zone. Jake Arrieta is leading our team in walks. He's leading our starters in walks, which was surprising to me, but also tells you how great those other 4 guys have been.
Kerry, I know you probably get people with theories all the time. Everybody's got an opinion on the Cubs. Everybody knows something. Yesterday I was at the barbershop, and my barber, Joe.
Oh, this is your story. Yes. Okay.
Well, he's got a theory.
I want everything in there.
That's what I said.
Thank you, Kerry. Yes,
barbershops and bartenders, yes. I think, both seem to know everything.
They know it all. Now, I want to run this theory past you and see if it holds any water. This guy is over 70. He came to this country from Italy. He claims not to be an expert on baseball, which he didn't really have to tell me, but he felt like throwing that in. He claims that, first of all, he can't wait till Schwarzenegger gets back because that guy's going to hit 40 to 50 home runs. And I said, you mean Schwarber? And he said, yeah, I call him Schwarzenegger. But he said, with the talent that the Cubs have this year, if they don't win it this year, they're never going to win it.
Oh.
That was his theory.
I don't like the way that sounds.
I don't like that theory.
Yeah. It's optimistic on one hand, but it's too dismal on the other hand.
I say if we don't win it this year, we're going to win it next year or maybe both the following year. So this team is young. They're built to win. They're built to last. And I really think we're going to continue to see players coming up, here in the next year or two. We've got a good stockpile of talent. And Theo and Jed have done a great job in the whole scouting department of drafting guys. And we're seeing it. These guys are young and just getting started. So I think we're going to be good for a long time.
So I'll tell Joe he's way off base.
He's way off base.
All right. Just listen. I figured I'd run it past you, Kerry, because you would know better than Joe at the barbershop, who's self-proclaimed.
I hope so, but maybe not.
How old a guy is he, the barber?
He's well over 70.
Okay. He's an older guy. He's seen a lot of Cubs teams.
He's been listening to a lot of talk radio. Mm-hmm.
That's it. And he's got a lot of people sitting in the chair spouting off all kinds of different theories. And sports theories are almost as good as conspiracy theories. So everybody's got one. So what's going to be the key for success in this series against the Cardinals?
Oh, I don't think you change anything. Lester's going to go out and attack the zone, and we've just got to get states keep doing what we're doing. We're putting good at bats together. Guys are battling to play it. We're seeing a lot of pitches. We're getting into some bullpens early. Our starters are doing what they're supposed to do, and so I expect we don't need to change anything right now.
Well, when you got a winning streak like this going 9 in a row now, Kerry, and go for 10 in a row tonight, do players sort of individually put a little bit more pressure on themselves to make sure that streak keeps going and to continue to top that long streak?
Is there a superstition involved?
I don't think so at all. I think actually it's the opposite. I think these guys are showing up to the field, and when you're on a streak like that, you show up and you just expect to win. Mm-hmm. And even if it's in the eighth inning, you're down by four, you still expect something to happen. You're on such a good streak, and you've had such positive vibes for the last 10 days. It's been a lot of fun. So I think guys show up, they expect to win, and regardless of the situation or if they get down early, I don't think they think about it at all. They expect to come back.
All right, well, let's keep our fingers crossed that that's the case. The streak at 9 now, hopefully 10 after tonight, and we'll see what happens. Kevin, you brought up something about potato chips earlier. What's the big the potato? We got
Camel?
Another theory, Kerry. We're floating them all out today.
Kerry, we've talked to you about this, the potato chip, the PCP, yep. The prescription for Hamill. Last night he says he was munching on Utz. If you had a preference, Kerry, someone came to you and said, look, if you eat potato chips either before the game, even during, Hamill said he ate some during the fourth inning of the game. Yesterday. What particular potato chip would Kerry Wood eat to help him out on the mound?
Oh, it's easy. It's the Sun Chips, the salsa Sun Chips.
Oh, those are good. Love those.
Very nice. Fan.
And love a little healthy, a healthier option, yeah. Kerry. We appreciate
healthy
that.
Too. Yeah.
Hey, he better strike while the iron's hot. He could be doing chip commercials right now.
About
it feels like he is, kind of. He's holding them up. Okay. He's taking pictures. He had the Utz salt and vinegar.
Well, Utz dropped off 5 giant boxes of them, so I think he has enough to get him through
the
season.
Yeah, but say it with cash. If I'm his people, I'm calling Utz today.
I'm sure they are.
You are absolutely right, Kerry. Well, listen, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for debunking the barbershop rumor or theory, and we will talk to you again soon.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks.
Take care. That's Kerry Wood. His appearance always sponsored by the Illinois Department of Transportation.
What would your potato chip of choice be, both of you?
I like the jalapeno. There's like that jalapeno version in the green bag. Gosh, I can't remember the name. They're like a kettle chip.
Mm-hmm. Miss Vicky's.
Yeah,
that's
Miss Vicky's.
It. Thank you, Violetta.
Those are dynamite.
Those.
Miss Vicky's makes a quality potato. The barbecue one is great.
Anything? I'm not a barbecue chip fan. I never liked barbecue chips.
I like plain chips, dip them in barbecue sauce.
Ugh. Oh. But then they strong get soggy, loaf. Don't they, kind of?
No, I like barbecue sauce on barbecue, that's all.
I like barbecued potato chips on a tuna sandwich.
Wow. Really?
That's good.
Wow, interesting.
Those Brian? Crunch.
Well, it's got a little thing. Back in the day, right now, I like Zapp's. They're a New Orleans potato chip.
Oh, you love those, too.
Zapp's makes fine chips. But back in the day, it was always Jay's. I grew up eating Jay's by the bucket load. Now I'm all about baked Lay's.
No love for Doritos. Doritos are still considered potato chips.
No,
right?
That's a corn chip.
But then
that's akin with a Frito.
Are Sun Chips potato chips?
No,
I was going to call Kerry up, but I didn't want to go there either.
Well, you know, it is a healthier option. Have you had the Zapp's Voodoo chips?
Voodoo chips are excellent.
They're super spicy, but also sweet. Kevin, what's yours? You haven't waited yet. You're the
food guy. Well, if the Doritos aren't, it's anything. Probably the Jay's barbecue. I mean, those are the classic. Or sour cream and onion. I mean, that's a classic one as well.
See, when I eat straight-up potato chips, I'm a purist.
Potato chip purist.
I want straight-up potato chips, salty and oily. That's which is a great morning team. I hear they're doing country now.
Yes.
Salty and oily. It's going to be very exciting. All right, let's do this, and then there's so much more. But first, the woman who wants to dip her chip in something gooey and then report traffic trouble spots. Yeah, you tie that in somehow. It's Violetta Padromedda.
Don't touch that one, Violetta.
Nope.